Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with football this morning. Man United have taken firm control of their Europa League semi-final against Athletic Bilbao. They won 3-0 in the first leg in Spain with goals from Casemiro and a brace from Bruno Fernandes. United boss Ruben Amorim, speaking on Sky Sports News after the game, warned his players not to think the job is done.
They have to think about the second leg, and they have to think more about the first 20 minutes than the rest of the game, because the game is going to be really tough. There is no goals away, so anything can change, and that is my message to the players.
Yeah, in terms of the other semi-final, Tottenham's hopes of ending the season with the silverware remain firmly alive as they won the first leg of their semi-final against Bodo Glimt 3-1. Boss Ange Postecoglou says the performance was everything it needed to be.
Obviously, they scored the goal late, which does, I think, reflect our dominance in the game. But yeah, if we repeat that performance next week, then it'll be enough for us to get through.
Yeah, in terms of the Premier League, it was catch-up time for the likes of Nottingham Forest and Brentford. And it was Brentford who stunned Forest 2-0 in the Premier League. Remember, both clubs, well, more Nottingham Forest vying for those Champions League and Europe places. There is a match tonight, Man City against Wolves. That one kicks off at 9 p.m. And then South Africa's Kevin Lerena has defended his WC Bridgeweight title after beating Ukrainian Sergey Radchenko just 16 seconds into the third round. It was the first time that a WBC world title, the Bridgeweight Championship, was defended on South African soil, and Lerena made it a very special night. It was also nice to see the crowd. It was packed at the SunBet Arena. This is what Lerena had to say about obviously not fighting for more than a year and who he could potentially fight next.
I told you, 14 months of no fighting. I used it as they're trying to take the food off the kids, my kids' table. Nobody's going to do that. When I turn up, I'll beat anyone. Heavyweight, Bridgeweight, we got a call 2 days ago for a possible big fight. Fabio Wardley, let's go, baby.
Yeah, so there you go. Whoever that is, he's next for Kevin Lerena. Sri Lanka, they've won the toss and will bowl first against the women Proteas in the second ODI. No change in the Proteas side. So looking at the scorecard, it has just started. Breaking news, South Africa have one run after two balls. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shavalan.